Some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. One of Middle Tennessee's most congested highway corridors is getting privatized toll lanes, and the state just picked the company to build and manage them. The so-called choice lanes will run along Interstate 24 between Nashville and Murfreesboro. The idea here is that a private company will pay for all of the construction and get to keep much of the money that drivers pay to use the lanes. The state chose a group of companies that calls themselves DriveTN, the Nashville Business Journal reports. It's led by private sector transportation firm Cintra, along with its Spanish parent company. The group pledges to spend $9.2 billion building the toll lanes, and it says it will pay the state $24.8 billion in toll fares over the course of the 50-year contract. The first stretch of choice lanes is expected to open in 2031. A Republican running for a state legislative seat in Nashville says the city needs someone who isn't always fighting with GOP leadership. Jayla Thomas is one of the few Republicans contesting the state house districts in Davidson County that lean heavily Democratic.
We don't have any representation because our elected officials would rather be performative than actually work together with the Republicans. Look, there's certain Republicans I don't like, but I still have to work with people all the time. We need a voice who can say, let's stop this. The 98% we all agree on, let's do that, and then we can fight about the outliers after that.
On This Is Nashville, Thomas said she would oppose the expansion of private school vouchers, but also work with Republicans to cap property taxes. She's running against Democrat John Ray Clements, who has not drawn a challenger since he was first elected in 2014. The National Weather Service says thunderstorms are expected to develop across portions of Middle Tennessee this afternoon and evening. You're listening to WPLN News.